Blog Talk Radio.
Health, finance, mental, physical.
Welcome to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. Health by Design is the radio program of Alpha Health Ministry, which will focus on health education and personal health improvement by covering various health and wellness topics designed to educate, elevate, and inspire people to take control of their health and well-being. This is a Christian radio program which adheres to biblical-based principles designed to promote a healthy spirit, soul, and body. Now welcome your host, Minister Sarette Sands.
Well, thank you, radio listening audience, for tuning in. This is Health by Design radio program, and I am your host, Sarette Sands. And you know, God wants you whole in every area of your life. Do you believe that today, beloved? Well, it is.
Amen.
So I tell you, praise God, radio listening audience. I mean, you are in for a treat today, and we're so grateful and thankful that you tuned in. And we are coming to you live, all the way live. Actually, we're live from Tampa, Florida, Tampa Bay area. Hallelujah. And we thank God for what he's doing in this season, huh? Somebody talked about what he did yesterday, huh? But, hey, he's doing something right now. And I hope you know that he's doing a work in you. Thank you. And, you know, as you know, really, this audience, we just aim here at Health by Design radio program just to impart something to you, just to encourage you, just to give you a word of encouragement. And we have these radio broadcasts. We need to hear from you, too, by the way. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter and just give us a call and go to the website. We just need to hear from you because this is the way we know that you're being blessed. And many of you we have heard from, but we're just going to continue being there for you, and we want you to be there for us. And today, again, like I said, we have a special broadcast. I need you to know, of course, this is National Health and Nutrition Month, and we are bringing you broadcast this month, kind of just centered and focused around health, your health matters, and health and wellness and nutrition and what you need to know to make you a better you. You are what you eat, okay? If you go to our Alpha Health and Nutrition page on Facebook, we have a lot of nice little tips, a little information we're sharing for you. One of the ones I like is just the picture of the fruit or the person with the fruit basket on their head and just, you know, the various fruits that's components of their body and letting you know that eating those apples and oranges and fruit and veggies, I tell you, more means more is better. Veggies are better, and the more you eat, the better. So the better you'll be. So again, our radio listening audience, we have an exciting program today. We want to do a special broadcast because we want to talk a little bit about matters of the heart. I tell you, because you remember, this is dear to me because obviously, if you're listening last month, we dealt with issues of the heart, different matters of the heart. We had different special guests on. We had Mr. Chiquita was on, and she was dealing with the heart detox. She's also a registered nurse, and we just talked about just taking us way down into those emotional, those root causes, those issues that you know, of course, the Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh, and guard your heart and all those things. And so we're just continuing this month because this is a special segment that we wanted to do to bring you some information. Minister McFadden is on today. She is a wonderful, wonderful woman of God. She represents MEC Ministries. The particular ministry that she oversees is Matters of the Heart for Hurting Men and Women. Matters of the Heart for Hurting Men and Women. And she's going to be coming for you just shortly. And of course, this ministry is to be able to capture the needs of the hungry, the hurting, the lost. And Jesus himself said, you know, did you feed me? Did you clothe me? And did you give me food when I was hungry? And I said, Lord, Lord, when was that you needed food, that you were hungry? He says, as you do for the least of these, you do also for me. So don't forget that you got to reach back and touch the people. But Mr. McFadden is going to talk a little bit more about that. We're going to just take a quick break, and when we come back from the break, you will hear directly from Minister Faye McFadden, Matters of the Heart. Thank you for tuning in.
You're listening to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. For more information about this radio broadcast and ministry, call 954-292-4891 or log on to our website at alphahealthrx.com. Now, back to our radio broadcast.
Well, welcome back, radio listening audience. I'm your host again, Sarette Sands. God wants you whole in every area. We're back live now. We have Minister Faye McFadden on the line. Greetings, Minister Faye. How are you today?
Praise the Lord. Praise God. I'm doing wonderful. Thank God for life itself.
Yes,
I just
want to
share
a little bit.
I want to share a little bit about the matters of the heart for hurting men and women. You know, when the Lord gave me this idea to be, you know, he spoke to me to let me know that people are dying every day. Every day, every moment of the hour. And we need to be more concerned about the matters of the heart of people, because matters of the heart do matter. And we're having this event on Saturday, March 26th at MEC Ministry, 1766 Northwest 95th Street. It's called I Might Be Broken, But You Don't Know My Story. And I just want to share a little bit about tell your story. Never be ashamed of a scar. It simply means you were stronger than you were ever before you was hurt with the scar. God is a God of another chance. God heals the broken heart. And people out there, let me tell you something, no matter what we go through in life, God is a God of another chance. God moves. He saves, he delivers. And sometimes you don't want to tell your story because you don't believe that people may believe your story. Or maybe you don't, they may say it's not true what you're saying, but you know your story. God knows your story, and your story can help someone else. So never be ashamed of a scar. Always remember, God sets free and he delivers. Praise God.
Amen. Amen. My God, my God, my God. That was just a powerful, just informative, it draws you in what you're saying, Minister Faye. Don't be ashamed of your story. And if you have a scar, hallelujah. God bless somebody today. God. If you have a scar, just remember that you're stronger than what you've been through.
You don't have to be ashamed.
Stronger than you were before that scar occurred. Hallelujah. And how many of us today, I imagine just about everybody has had a scar at some point in life. Even if you fell off the bicycle and hurt yourself, you got a scar, a scratch. But many, it goes much deeper than that. But I believe Ms. McFadden is Mr. Faye is here today to let you know that it's okay. And then, according to the event that is coming up on Saturday, one of the main statements there, the sub-theme is, you don't know my story. Tell us a little bit about that, Minister McFadden. I'm sorry, Minister McFadden. Mr. Faye, you don't know my story. I know... I love that song by John P. Key, and I think it's A New Life. And they say, you don't know my story. You don't know the pain that I've been through. Ha, you weren't there when Jesus came. Ha. Tell us a little bit more,
McFadden.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. You don't know my story. See, you weren't there. You don't know the pain that I've been through, how Jesus came and he captured me and he showed me where it was that what I needed. Hallelujah. So Minister McFay is here with us now. Praise God. And we were talking about you don't know my story. Tell us a little bit more about that. And I was saying to the radio listening audience that John P. Key, I believe, is a singer who has the New Life Community Choir. It's the song, You Don't Know My Story. You weren't there when Jesus came and rescued me. Ha. Huh. And tell us a little bit more about that theme.
You know, we don't know each other's stories. But one thing I can tell you that God knows the story. And maybe sometime when you tell your story, it may be too good and too truthful for some people to understand. But only person can deliver you from a story that is tragedy is God. Some of us may be done had a story where we lost our loved ones. Or something tragic might have happened in our lives, and we have no other way to tell the story because we don't know how to begin the story. But let me tell you something. God is the God of another chance. One thing I do know, when I lost my mother in 1977, I thought my story was just out of the window and I could never tell it. But God delivered me from a broken heart. I cried many a night, but I had to look to the hills from whence coming my help. I had to know that my help was coming from God and God only. So if you're out there listening and you got a broken heart, come tell the story at 1766 Northwest 95th Street. Let God mend up that broken heart.
Well, my God, really, listen, audience. I mean, I was moved. And we're going to take a break in a minute. We're going to come back with a little bit more. This is just too good for one segment, but we just thank God for Minister McFay coming on today, starting this wonderful ministry, Matters of the Heart. She's urging you, she's pleading with you, come out on Saturday at MEC Ministries in Miami. She's going to give you the full information exactly how you're going to get connected. She's going to give you the phone number. She just gave you the address. It's going to be repeated. But she was telling you that many are hurting today. Many are suffering. There is something that has been done, something that has occurred in your life. She talked about, you gave her own testimony, the loss of a mother. Many of us have lost family members. We thought we could not go on. But the purpose of this is letting you know that with Jesus coming in, stepping in, he said, I'll be your mother, I'll be your father, I'll be your brother, I'll be your sister. Some people they feel like they don't have enough friends. He said, the song says, I'm a friend of God. Well, praise God, hallelujah. We'll come back, we'll take a quick break. I tell you, I hope that you're digesting on this radio listening audience, and we'll come right back so we can hear more of the heart of, we're going to talk a little bit about Matters of the Heart, this ministry, this phenomenal ministry that Minister Faye has been given. She can't do it alone. So what this is about is letting you know how you can become a part of this as well. You can reach, or how do they get in touch with you? Before we go to the break, how can they contact you if it's a church number or your contact number or email? How do they get in touch with you if they want to be a part of what you're doing?
You can call my ministry is MEC Ministry at 305-693-1534, or you can call me on my cell, which is 954-513-0287, and you can email me for prayer or anything that you may need to discuss. It's fmcfadden@miamigov.com.
Oh, my God, Mrs. Weiss. Don't despair. We'll get that number out again. You know, I know that you want to write that down. Take a quick break. We'll be right back. Thank you for tuning in. Health by Design radio program.
You're listening to Health by Design with Minister Saret Sands. For more information about this radio broadcast and ministry, call 954-292-4891 or log on to our website at alphahealthrx.com. Now, back to our radio broadcast.
Well, welcome, radio listening audience. You're back live. We're back live, I tell you. Praise God. This is Minister Saret Sands, Health by Design radio program. You know, God wants you whole in every area of your life. This is National Health and Nutrition Month, Matters of the Heart. The heart does matters, and the matters do matter. And who it matters to? It matters to God. And those of you who have not accepted the Lord and Savior, I was just give you a quick giving honor to the Lord and Savior who's first in my life, and just a quick PR for Jesus. If you have not accepted Him as your Lord and Savior, I mean, you just haven't lived yet. And there's no God like Jehovah, and Jesus saves, and we're talking about matters of the heart. He's going to be there in the late midnight hour when there's nobody to call on. Try Jesus. Try Jesus. The old people say He's all right. I done tried him.
Amen.
He's all right.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory
praise
to God.
Oh,
my muse. We're talking about matters of the heart, and we want to talk a little bit more. One of the things Minister Faye does, in various ways, she has different outreaches that she has purposeful design that would help, in areas where people are hurting, maybe hungry, hurting in different areas, community outreaches. Even the young people, last year, as a matter of fact, I believe it was last year, she did the youth rally, and that went super well,
yes.
I heard. So tell us a little bit about the community outreach that takes place through your ministry.
I do several community outreaches. I go out to the hospitals. I do hospital ministries. We go out and we see about the sick, because when the Word of God said, when I was sick, you didn't visit me. When I was hungry, you didn't feed me. And God expects us to go out there. He said, go out in all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, that his house might be filled. We got to get from behind the doors of the churches and get out there in the streets where the dying and lost souls are out there crying out for somebody to come just tell them that Jesus loves them. And that's what we do. We go out every Saturday and we visit the hospitals. We go out to the flea markets. We go out into the streets. We tell people about Jesus and his love and his kindness and his mercy towards people. Not only do we do that, we look out for the homeless. We go out and we feed the homeless. We give them blankets. We go to the nursing homes. And not only do we go to the nursing homes, but we even go to your home. We tell people about God and God only. We're out here wanting you to know that you have somebody else on your side besides mom, besides dad, besides your spouse, but you have Jesus. And he'll be all right. And I just want to share this little thing from my heart. Telling our stories allows us to own them. Not only to own them, it's to let them go. When you tell your story, you become free. You don't keep them inside anymore, because you're not ashamed of the scar that you have. It's going to be a wonderful event. It's a table talk brunch. You'll be able to come and talk and sit among others and listen to what they have to say. And because what they may have been through with, and you may have been able to go through the same thing but afraid to tell it, you can hear somebody else and it will cause you to be able to let go and let God. And we will be there March 26th at 12 to 3. And the address again is 1766 Northwest 95th Street, across the street from Miami Central Senior High School in Miami, Florida. And if you need to reach me, my phone number is 954-513-0287, or you can call the church and leave a message for Minister McFadden, which the church number is 305-693-1534. I encourage you all to come out. Bring a friend, somebody that's going through and don't know how to let go. Come. Come and let God sup with you. Come and let God just minister to your heart. We need it now. We need it. Amen.
Well, bless God. Bless God, radio listen audience. Wow, this is just good. I mean, I tell you, this is good. This is good to the bone today, and we thank God for what is being shared, what is being communicated here on this special broadcast. We're broadcasting today at 5. We normally come on week by week at 12 o'clock. Again, you know, we have just a few announcements. We want you to get connected, to stay connected with us. You can go on the website and connect, www.alphahealthrx.com. You can call and connect with us, 954-292-4891. We are going to be building teams as well, you know, letting you know about this health movement, this movement in health. Yeah. And so if you or anyone that you know of that has just a little bit of free time, maybe an hour a day, you know, give us a call. We have something for you to do in order so we can communicate better to the community about what we're doing. We have various programs, health and wellness. We'll be meeting, giving you information about this opportunity so we can all bond together and work towards our common goal of promoting health in the community, health and wellness. Remember, the Bible says in 3 John 1 and 2, beloved, above all things, we wish that you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. So we are taking our cue, hallelujah, from the word of God. And we're going to take another quick, just a quick break so we can come back. And we come back from the broadcast again. If, as you can tell, Minister Faye is very very passionate and very compassionate, too. I heard the word say compassionate, very passionate about what she's doing in terms of, you know, hurting people. And we need to see more of this in the church today. As a matter of fact, MEC Ministry has been around for a long time under leadership, I understand, of Apostle Kemp. And I tell you, I believe that if you connect with Minister Faye McFadden, even if you're at your church and ministry, the way I understand the way that they want to do, they will come in and help you. First of all, you know, come out, get acquainted, come to this event on Saturday, get to know them, let them get to know you, and they'll be willing to help you get something established at your church because, you know, we have the fire, we have the usher board, we have the praise team, but what about the hurting people? Ah,
amen.
Don't get me started.
Hallelujah. Amen.
We'll be right back. Minister McFadden is going to talk about, I just want to hear a little bit more about, so you can just get your ears wet a little bit about this table talk. What's going to take place? I was had the fortunate opportunity to be a part of last year, and it was just wonderful. As a matter of fact, Minister McFadden, Minister Faye, I'm thinking about you know, a couple of things, but at the same time, last year, I don't want the people to get too tuned up, but I believe, if I'm not mistaken, you gave us even a nice little dinner, a plate of food last year.
I don't know
if they've come expecting that this year, but it was just wonderful. You know, they really treat you well over there.
Yes.
Okay, so we'll come right back. She's going to tell you, you know, get your ears just a little wet, talk to you a little bit about the table talk as we conclude the broadcast, because I know we're just about out of time. But we'll take a quick break, come right back, and then Minister Faye is going to have the closing remarks as we get ready to close the broadcast. Thank you for tuning in today.
You're listening to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. For more information about this radio broadcast and ministry, call 954-292-4891 or log on.
Well, welcome back, radio listening audience. We thank you for tuning in today on Health by Design radio program. We've been talking about matters of the heart. As we get ready to close the broadcast, we thank you very, very much for tuning in. Please share with everyone that you know. Please come out and support this great event. This information is going to be published on Facebook, Twitter, social media, website. as well as we will have you, subscribe to our newsletter, because we're going to be able to put more information as far as our newsletter. We also need you to partner with us so we can keep these things coming, this information coming out to you as quickly as possible. So, Mr. Faye, go ahead and, tell a radio listener just a little bit more about what they're going to receive on Saturday, and then you can close once again with, how they would get connected. Okay, so Minister Faye McFadden has been our special guest today, and as she let you know that you can get in touch with her. You can also replay the broadcast a couple of times if you had not heard everything that you need to hear. And, of course, Minister Faye is going to go ahead and conclude with how just a little bit about what you're going to expect on Saturday and how you can get in touch with her. Minister Faye?
Yes, you can expect a beautiful dinner. Well, I'm not going to say a dinner. It's a lunch. We do serve a full-course lunch. Not only do we serve a full-course lunch, we do raffles. And not only that, we will be doing a special giveaway. We had some leftovers from our Christmas toys, and we will be giving out a toy to each parent that comes, for a girl or boy. Come expecting the most important is to be free from what you're going through with. And I just want to give honor and glory to Sister Stan for allowing me to come on the radio and give praises and glory to my leaders, which is Bishop Johnny L. Kemp and Pastor Patty L. Kemp at MEC Ministries. And I do want to let you know that we do get nothing but the Word of God. He's teaching us how to go out and take everything that the devil has stolen from us, take it by force. And this is what I want you all to learn, that every broken heart can be healed. Come out.
Yes.
This is an event that you will not want to miss.
Yes, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Well, radio listening audience, it's just been a wonderful time that we've had on the broadcast today, just sharing I know I've been blessed. I know that you have been blessed. But, again, we want to thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening in and being a part of this broadcast. We thank the Lord for allowing us to come together. And, again, National Health and Nutrition Month, Matters of the Heart, we're talking about today. This has been a discussion. And, of course, you don't know my story, but Matters of the Heart is a ministry that's in place so that you can come out. And even if you have been, somewhat feeling that you don't have a support or having a network or having a method or way that you can be able to voice and get support for whatever it is that you're going through, this is an opportunity that's been provided. So we thank you so much. And, join us again next time, and hopefully see you at this event. And thank you for tuning in, and God bless you today. Have a good afternoon.
Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to Health by Design with Minister Sarette Sands. We pray that this program has ministered to your spirit, soul, and body. If you would like more information about this radio program or would like to request Minister Sands for speaking engagements, call 954-292-4891. If you would like more information about products or services offered by Alpha Health Ministries, visit our website at alphahealthrx.com. Again, that's alphahealthrx.com. And remember, Alpha Health would love to partner with you. So if you have products or services that you feel would benefit our listening audience, please don't hesitate to give us a call. And let us leave you with this final thought, 3 John 1:2. Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prosper.